Thanks for reminding me it's 40 years since they won the Cup in 1980. Time flies, that's for sure.
Yeah, I suppose talking about that and talking about the way rugby used to be played, talk to me a bit about young Munster in 1980. Aside, I suppose, coming into the season off the back of that crippling Munster Senior Cup loss to Gary Owen the year previous, and I suppose it would have been a much changed regular starting 15 that season than the last 15 as well. There was a couple of changes in place coming into it.
It was. It was kind of a momentum. I mean, you got to remember, Young Munster had won nothing, literally. Sorry, apart from a league in 38, we hadn't won anything for 42 years. So the anticipation of 1979 when we got to the final, we felt that we had a young team mixed with a lot of experienced older pack in particular, that we had a chance. But sadly, we were beaten 3-0 that year in a, you can't say, a classic in Thomond Park by Gary Owen. But 1980 came and we had that experience behind us, that defeat kind of motivated us. And then coming in, we had Pat Cross and Frank Brosnahan had come back from college, having spent their playing senior with UCC. And then ourselves, we'd all played together really as a backline since under 18. So that mixed with the experienced pack of Richie Daly and Mick Sheehan and Brian O'Connor, Brendan O'Connor, Pat McGrath, we had a Johnny Murphy then had come over from Thurman as a dual status. You know, we had a fine team coming together, and the anticipation was huge and the pressure was enormous, thinking that we had a chance of winning it after 42 years.
I suppose, how big was that for the likes of Pat Cross and Francis Brosden to come back into the side? Obviously, a ready-made centre partnership, and as you said, a back line that had played with each other since underage. So I suppose, from the get-go, the year before, you had suffered such a bitter disappointment at the hands of great rivals Gary Owen. Now you have a nucleus of players back who really know each other, and as you said, a really experienced forward line, as well as I suppose a back line that really know each other. That must have been massive, and you must have thought in your minds, we were so close last year, now we should be able to kick on this year, or what way were you thinking?
Well, we did, but you dared mention it. We felt we had a chance because we knew we had a decent side. A great coach in Tony Grant, a fantastic motivator. And Thurmond Park against Bohemians, we again hadn't won a huge amount. They were, so we felt we had a small chance. But as I said, you didn't mention it because anything can happen on a day, on a final. And sure enough, it nearly did happen, It was a fantastic game back in those days. I think people might forget, especially the younger generation. These were packed houses in Thurmond Park, 12,000 plus people for a club match, unheard of nowadays. But the Munster Senior Cup was the pinnacle of your year. And to win it was a huge accolade, a huge honour. Mm. And for young Munster to hopefully win it after 42 years was just going to be incredible.
Yeah, and I suppose, talking about Tony Grant there, I mean, he's obviously was the man at the helm, assisted as well that year by former international prop Mick O'Callaghan, I believe.
That's right, yeah. That's right. Mick had come up on Sunday as well, and fantastic rugby brain, huge knowledge. And just going back to Pat Cross, he and Brazzy, they had come up from UCC. They brought a new sort of flair to the back line as well. I mean, Young Munster were probably noted as a mullet and pack down through the years. And now suddenly we had a back line with moves that we never had before. So, all that experience coming together was ideal on the day, and it paid off, thankfully. So long.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, just looking at the run into that, a win over UCC, as you mentioned, a couple of their players came back to Young Munster in atrocious conditions in Musgrave Park, a semi-final win over Dolphin as well. That set up, as you said, that massive All-Limerick Munster Senior Cup final against Bohemians. I suppose you talked about the kick late on that was missed. We'll go into that in a moment. But first of all, I suppose, as you said, you've been hearing about it for so many years. I mean, your biggest rivals, I suppose, Gary Owen, they'd been fairly successful throughout the 70s and coming into the 80s. They're obviously winning the last one in the decade as well. What was the buzz from young Munster fans coming into this one in terms of anticipation?
Yeah, I mean, there was a sneaking feeling that this was our chance. This was, the big guns were gone, as we call them, the Cons and the Gary Owen and Shannon were coming on the scene then, even not as great as they were in later years, but they were still there as a powerhouse. And suddenly now, with all due respect to Bohemians, they hadn't a tradition of winning the Cup. So we just felt we had a chance, you know, and having been in the final year before, that was an incentive in itself. The fans themselves, I mean, they were there in massive numbers on the day. I'll never forget it. Dola Redden was there with the Dogs. I mean, the St. Mary's Fife and Drum, the build-up was just incredible. The weather was amazing, I can remember. And the crowd were just under buzzing, you know, and it was a magnificent match, apart from anything else, you know, a strong breeze. Mick Redden, the famous Michael Redden, was the referee in the day. He'd be an uncle of Dermot Redden, and, you know, that Redden family, Don Redden. So he was a centrepiece on the day. Bowls had the likes of the Madigans and Mick Bramall and Peter Rose and, you know, some really fine team as well. Steve Hennessy, fullback, went down to Cork St. Mary's. You know, they were a very good side. We didn't underestimate them by any means, but just didn't have that tradition. If it was a Conn or a Gary Owen, you know, who knows how we would have reacted to the game. But it was great to win it, though, at the same time.
Yeah, you talk about Mick Bramall there, obviously nailing a drop goal early enough into the game the lead. Then you come back with a penalty kind of pretty quick after a crucial penalty.
It was funny, there was a very strong wind in Bo's favour in the first half, so we were expecting to be defending as we were, and Mick Bramall took a drop goal from the wing, which was very unusual, but the wind assisted it and he got that. And then we got a penalty very shortly from the kickoff. So I remember, I'll never forget, I looked over to Tony Grant and he pointing to the touch, to the corner, you know, and I said, no, I'll have a go, even though it was into a strong breeze, so don't ask me how it happened, but I kicked it and it went over. So it was 3-3, you know. And so basically we finished the first half facing into a very, very strong breeze at 3-3. So we felt, here we are, we're in with a very good chance here. You know, the anticipation was very good.
And Mick Sheehan then went over for a crucial try after the break.
Quite early in the second half. You've got to remember, back in those days, it was 4 points for a try. That's how long ago it was. So it went to 7-3, and then thankfully he made it easy enough for me by scoring close to the goals to make it. So we made it 9-3, and we were sort of, it was a nip and tuck then, and then with about 5 minutes to go, I think, was it Mick Bramall? Or not Mick Bramall, Mick Whitstead, I think, got a try for was kind of a little bit against the run of play because into the strong wind, and Steve then stood up to take that conversion. Now it was well out on the touchline, and I did save a very strong wind, so didn't make it. We caught it, cleared our lines, and the rest, as I say, is history.
So in a way, I suppose you hit that conversion from Mick Sheehan's try. They were the points that really sealed it in the end. What was going through your mind when that conversion was being lined up from Bowes? Did you think this is at too much of a tough angle for Steve Hennessy?
I did. I didn't feel nervous about it, funnily enough. You have to remember, it's hard to picture, but it was quite a strong wind. It would have been the kick of the century, you know, from where he was, you know, right in the touchline and into a really strong wind. So I said, if this drops short, which it did, just catch it and just lose it.
Yeah.
So that's what happened, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose the final whistle goes, the jubilation of the young Munster fans after such a long wait. I mean, as you said, your own father was 16 the last time that he saw the win like that. So there would have been a generation who'd never have seen young Munster win the Munster Senior Cup. What do you remember now, I suppose, after the final whistle, or is it all a blur? Do you remember who came to you first?
I do. It was a young kid. I can't remember. He would have been about 10. And I just fell to my knees and he ran out and he jumped into my arms. I'll never forget it. I don't know who he was. Ever saw him since, before or after. But he was the first person I encountered. But the pitch was invaded, as you can imagine. And great scenes of joy. It was incredible. Great scenes of joy. And, you know, we celebrated long into the night. But one thing I do remember, being interviewed by the great, still great, Len Dineen, who was videotaping the game. And Len interviewed me after. I said, never forget that. It was kind of a strange feeling. So Len is still going strong. So
he certainly is.
That day as well in 1980. And I think during the week they show the matches. You know, we all convened, I think, one of the Tuesday or Wednesday night to watch it on TV. You know, on video. So it was great to relive it all over again. We'd never seen that before, to have it. Your match on TV, you know, and to watch it and be able to relive it, which we were able to do with Len's commentary, so it was great.
I suppose personally, your father probably would have been driving home the fact that he hadn't seen Young Munster lift it in so long. What did it? What was the feeling from you to be able to say, "Here, Dad, I'm after doing it," and it was my, I suppose I had a big hand to play in it as well. It must have been a special moment.
Well, it was. I have to say now, I mean, his dad is long since gone, but he was a huge, massive Young Munster man. In 1957, the year I was born, he was president of the club, so it was ingrained in me. You know, I was going to be a Young Munster man, and then to go on and be part of the team that went on to win, lift the cup after that so many years, it was great. And one little aside, we managed somehow to get the cup to my house a few days after, and my dad famously had a photograph taken which appeared in the Limerick Leader with the cup and an egg sitting on top of the cup as if it was an egg cup, and he was there with the ready to have his egg out of the Munster Senior Cup. So he took good crack out of that.